We'll start in the Vault Gallery, where Fayetteville Underground curator and spokesperson Megan Chapman's exhibiting her monochromatic abstract expressionist paintings, a collection titled Sometimes I Love You and Other Stories.
Sometimes I Love You and Other Stories seem to be a more realistic approach to love for me at the time as I was creating this body of work. The idea that I think at this point, if you can find someone that you can sometimes love, you're actually doing pretty well in this world. That love and relationships are a complex thing. However, I think also I was just sort of taken with the romantic notion of the line, sometimes I love you, and other stories. A lot of people who have talked to me have said, oh, the other stories, I know how that goes. But that's not was not my meaning at all, which was kind of interesting. The other stories actually kind of refer to their other paintings within this body of work that do not have the words.
Some of the canvases contain a single gessoed page of verse, typed on aged yellow newsprint, emerging from white and ochre vapor. For example, the one about new love reads, this strange sense of containment, I want the whole world to know, foolish, but I don't care. This is how it starts for everyone.
They're all my own words, and these are, you would get the sense of reading a journal or reading love letters. You'd get a sense of a great distance or a separation. And this sweet, it's that new first throes of new sweet love. It's very poetic. It's very almost hyper-romantic.
Most seem focused on the unique pressure conveyed by a long-distance love affair, but other paintings contain no words.
If last year I called my show The White Series, oh, that's so false, because this is truly The White Series, because these paintings are brilliantly white. I think there's a great sense of hope and exhilaration and almost like a newfound freedom in these paintings. So I'm really excited about them.
Creates a sort of calmness when you step into the exhibit. But across the atrium in the Hive Gallery, you will encounter wildly colorful metallic paintings of abstract industrialist sense perceptions by Stephen Heaton from Manchester, England.
The title of his show is A World Without Us. The idea that, you know, these people, we're sort of infecting our planet, we make these structures and chemicals and everything, and then eventually it's got to corrode, but the corrosion is actually a beautiful thing. And so he tries to capture some of that corrosion and some of that sort of caustic world without us.
The powerful acrylic and oils on canvas portray spent geometric landscape divided by wire pasted on this surface, void of humanity, but where nature has begun to creep and consume. Over in the East Street Gallery, you'll see a similar palette of turquoise, oranges, reds, and metals, but glazed onto Raku pottery by Martha Molina. A native of Clay County, Arkansas, Molina played as a child in her father's gravel mine, where she encountered her first fresh clay bed, from which she sculpted small creatures. She went on to take an arts and drama degree in Southeastern Louisiana University.
When I went to New Orleans for the first time, I came in contact with the death mask of Napoleon, and I thought, my goodness, this is amazing, because it was actually, you know, it was his face at the time of his death, and I became fascinated with masks.
Lena later learned how to create life masks on her own. She returned to Arkansas in 93, where she teaches now at St. Joseph's School, but continues to hand-build primitive Raku masks, portraying an array of human emotion and tradition. She also throws vessels glazed in every conceivable color.
I love red. I just absolutely love red. And then you'll notice I love blue, and I can't get enough of those colors. My dining room at home is an egg yolk yellow, and so you can see the yellows that I love. And I'm driven by lots of variety and color and style.
Primary colors figure in the exceptionally fun animal caricatures rendered, or rather adeptly scratched, by Austin, Texas artist Linda Sheets, a very fun collection titled The Dog and Monkey Show, hanging in the large Revolver Gallery.
Scratchboard is a specially treated hardboard that has a white kale and clay layer on it with black ink on top. It's not very old, but it's an old way of making a graphic image. They used it a lot for advertising newspapers. It's cheaper than engraving, cheaper than and faster than pen and ink.
Sheets discovered the medium while traveling in Boston and got hooked, she said. When she returned home, she discovered the only company in the United States to manufacture artist-quality scratch board, Ampersand Art Supply, was in Austin, and she struck a collaboration with them.
Just this past January, I designed six individual pieces that are being used as a kind of an introductory product. It's a kit where you can get a board, one of my patterns, there's dogs, monkeys, and still lifes, and a tool, and the instructions on how to do your own. And I actually just recently heard that they've been shipped to places like Hobby Lobby, Aaron Brothers Framing, and a lot of smaller art stores around the country. So it's pretty exciting.
Score, right? She has since relocated to Fayetteville and has a studio in the underground where she produces her stylized monkey and dog portraiture. She explains once the image is scratched to where she likes it, she illuminates the black and white surface with intense colored inks, then seals it with gloss or flat, clear acrylic spray. The result is a very permanent, almost enameled-looking surface. And the work is popular.
I went to art school for 2 years. I dropped out to become a plumber because it was much more lucrative. I didn't want to be a starving artist. And so when I started making art again, I was really worried, what's art? What's art? Am I making art? And the minute I stopped worrying about that and just started drawing, it was like this amazing thing that it just freed me so that I didn't have to worry, is this art? I don't care. People like it. It's accessible. People understand it.
These scratchboard renderings reveal a wonderful sense of humor and optimistic outlook.
Well, my philosophy, let's put it this way. Right about the time that I heard that there was a major order on the books for my scratchboard kits from Hobby Lobby, I found out I had thyroid cancer. It's all right now. I had the surgery. I'm cancer-free, but you know, it's kind of one of those things. You get one thing and something else happens. I like to enjoy life because this is what you get. And that's what I believe. You know, I'm not looking for an afterlife. I want this one to be the best one.
Only a tiny scar near the base of her throat marks her big adventure with cancer. And she says she's totally over it. She walks through her favorite portrait, a dog holding a toy monkey in its mouth, staring.
It's actually a dog in Austin, Texas that is very dear to me. I house sat and dog sat for him many, many times. He's still around, and he still has the monkey. And so he's been a big muse for me.
And his expression says what?
Yeah, well, his expression...
Touch my monkey?
No, he wants you to want the monkey. That's the funny thing. His name is Sport. And he wants you to covet his items. That's his whole thing. And it's all part of the big game.
Sheets dog sat for various clients for a while back in Austin, including one wealthy woman who owned like 100 beagles. She has at least one beagle portrait in this show, and it looks happily crazed. The monkey portraits are equally interesting, each slightly tweaked. The art is plainly titled, for example, Three No Evils, Wistful Monkey, Sleepy Black Dog, Really Big Little Dog, Monkey Totem, that's a cool one, and the piece If Dogs Were King, a phrase from a Lucinda Williams song.
If dogs were kings, what?
Well, if dogs were kings, they'd be in charge, and honestly, they really are, you know, just like monkeys are in charge, and here's my favorite statement. I think we really are all just monkeys.
All these exhibits are open to the public in the lower level of the East Square Plaza building on the downtown Fayetteville Square, Wednesday through Friday, noon to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.